Blog Talk Radio.
Amen. This is the Spirit of Truth broadcast, and this is Pastor Barbara Burris. Amen. And we are counting down, amen, on our prayer. Amen. Praise God. You know, I found out that people don't want to go through transitioning. They want to stay in one position and think that they're going to be able to accumulate and acquire everything that God wants them to have. But some of us have Egypt. Amen. Praise God. As a bondage to us. And so when we begin to cry out through prayer, God will take us out of that Egypt land. He ain't going to take us out until we cry out. Amen. We suffer. We go through in Egypt. And we complain in Egypt. And it doesn't feel good. And so God is a God of promise. Amen. When he promised Abraham, he would make him a father of many nations. He did not just stop at the conversation, but he went on and produced what he told Abraham he would do. Then he cut covenant with Abraham. And when he cut covenant with Abraham, praise God, put his child on the altar. Amen. But God wasn't looking at the child. He didn't want the child. He wanted Abraham's obedience and faith. Oh, we're so busy trying to make things work on our own till faith has been thrown out the door and obedience never did exist. So we as the body of Christ need to lock into the will of God and the purpose that we have for our lives. Excuse me, I'm trying to yawn. And begin to receive the promise, receive the things that God has purpose in our lives. We mess up what God, amen, is trying to bless. All he want to do is bless you. But we mess up and we begin to listen at other voices. Mama trying to tell you how to live your life. Daddy done walked off and somebody else want to be your daddy. Sisters and brothers don't want to fool with you because you don't do the same thing they do. And if you decide to do that, then they'll fool with you. And all kind of influences around you that are negative. But when Abraham heard the call, he obeyed God. So it happened that God kept his promise, amen, through Isaac, amen, and then through Jacob, amen, praise God. The Old, amen, the covenant was established. And Jacob just began to have children after children. I mean, he had, amen, praise God, two concubines, amen, and two sisters, Leah and Rachel, and the two maidservants of them. And those, all four of those women were kinfolks. They were sisters. Biological sisters, the servants, the maid servants, amen, praise God, was their father's children, but not their mother's children. So the one that was of higher echelon was the one that had the, amen, praise God, the authority and the power to have servants. And that's the way we should be today. We should be in a position where we have servants, a nice home, nice car, good income. And that's all God want to do is bless us in the earth realm. But we done picked up lust of the flesh, lust of the eye, pride of life, everything Satan can give us. And we begin to miss out on our blessings. Well, they begin to cry out, and God told them to borrow everything they could borrow because they was leaving out of Egypt, and he wanted them to spoil their enemies. Amen, praise God. Then, amen, praise God. As they were leaving out, he told them, say, now, I want you, before they left, amen, I want you to apply the blood on the doorpost, get a lamb. Amen, and that became very notable because the blood, amen, represents, amen, the blood that Jesus shed for us, but at the same time it made an atonement for them. Amen, praise God. When God passed over, he killed out everything that was of the other races and the Egyptians and saved those that had the blood. So we need to apply the blood and prayer, amen, and begin to literally get closer to God. The Hebrews left out of Egypt and went into the wilderness. He didn't take them directly into the promised land. So they had to go through wilderness experience. We don't like transitioning. Amen, praise God. When they were in the wilderness, they began to complain. Amen. They didn't pray. They forgot about praying. They forgot about what they were suffering in Egypt and how God them literally brought them out. But they began to complain. We should have did this here, and the leeks and all of this here stuff we left back in Egypt, and where is God now, and all these various things like we do today. And instead of, amen, when we have our wilderness experiences, that wilderness experience is to make you, amen, praise God, but we complain about it. Amen, and that's another mistake that they made. Instead of praying, they begin to complain. But God showed them through all of that they caused upon them own selves that he's still a faithful God. How many know today that God is going to work this thing out in your Egypt experience? And in your wilderness experience, he's not going to allow the enemy to take you over. He want to bless you. He want to let you know that he's there for you. For he said he'll never leave you nor forsake you. Now we got to go in, amen, praise God, with a positive outlook on our life and our livelihood. So we thank Father God for what he's doing today. We thank him, amen, for taking us, amen, through many, many trials and tribulations, amen, many sufferings, amen, in the name of Jesus. And we ask God to move by his Spirit and allow us to find comfort in everything that we go through. Amen. Paul found that, amen, comfort. He said, whatever state I'm in, you know, he's going to be content. That's what he said in the Word. And we ask you, Father God, amen, to let us have joy, because the joy of the Lord is our strength. When we're going through many problems, when we're going through deception, when we're going through hurts and heartaches, amen, knowing that, amen, our family is our worst enemy, we ask you, God, to stir us up and keep us in Jesus' name. Amen, praise God. And let us understand that, God, you're working this thing out for our good. Amen, praise God. In the midst of it, what we're going through, we know that God you got a plan for us. And I just want to brag on you, Father God, and thank you over and over and over again for what you're doing and what you're about to do. In Jesus' name. Amen. My body wanna yawn today. I was sleepy. And I knew I had to get on the air, but praise God, God is going to keep me through this here. I'm going to make it. So I want to just encourage you and declare and decree over your life, amen, that you are the head and not the tail, you above and not beneath. No sickness can stop you, amen. No diseases can overtake you. For Isaiah 53 let us know that Jesus was the one that was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities, and the chastisement of our peace is upon him, and by his stripes we are healed. So despite of what we're going through, we make declarations. We prophesy, amen, in existence what God has already shown some of us in visions and dreams. Amen. We declare, amen, victory for our children. We declare victory for our marriages. We declare victory for, amen, praise God, our family, our homes, amen, praise God, on our jobs, amen, praise God. We declare that victory in the name of Jesus, amen. Amen, praise God. So we thank Father God for what he has done today and what he's about to do. Amen, praise God. We're counting down, amen, praise God, or counting up. I'm going to select that because the devil is down. He's the tail. We are the head, so we are up. We are upright people, praise God. Amen. God did not, amen, make us to be anything but success. Amen. And it's all in prayer and fasting and faith and what you believe. We know that the enemy, it comes in like a flood, but God sets up a standard. Amen. And the enemy can't go no further than what God allow him to go. So we bind up Lucifer, amen, this Friday. We pray that God would give us, amen, an expected end, like you said in his word. And we ask that God would, amen, let us have a blessed weekend. Praise God. I pray for the saints, amen, praise God. Ask you to continue to heal those that need healing, amen, in their bodies. Ask you, amen. We bind up accidents. We bind up violence of any kind of killing and fighting. Amen. Praise God. And we thank God for what he has done. We give you praise, Lord. We give you all the honor and glory and the praise. Amen. Praise God. I will see you on tomorrow. Amen. Praise God. God bless you. Amen. And I guess this old lady will go get us some sleep. Amen. God bless.